Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud nepočujete nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
English exam, section 1, listening. Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6.
Crete's Samaria Gorge, Europe's Grand Canyon. Listen to the recording about Samaria Gorge, a narrow, deep valley in Crete, Greece. The limestone peaks of Crete's White Mountains form dozens of gorges, but the mightiest of all is Samaria. It's the longest gorge in Greece and one of the largest in Europe. The 16-kilometre-long trek through the Samaria Gorge is considered one of Crete's must-do experiences. It's a downhill trek, descending 1,230 metres from the island's rocky crests to the crystal clear waters. The first couple of kilometres are the steepest. Cypress gives way to pine and the golden leaves of maple and oak. May is the best time to visit the gorge. That's when irises and white peonies are in bloom, sage and chamomile scent the air, and the new generation of Cretan wild goats take their first steps under the watchful eyes of their parents. Yellow-painted kilometre markers encourage hikers on their way, fresh achievements unlocked as they make their way from forest shade to streamside path to glinting sunlit rocks. Hikers are forbidden from straying from the official path. There are regular rest stops where you can eat your pre-packed picnic or fill up water bottles from fresh mountain springs. At the height of summer, approximately 2,000 visitors pass through the gorge in a day. Even so, our fellow hikers threading their way along the path are but tiny specks lost in a monumental landscape. As one powers through, covered with sweat and dust, the hike can feel like an endurance test, although at the end, hikers are rewarded with astonishing views no one can see without passing this challenge. Crete's Samaria Gorge, Europe's Grand Canyon. Listen to the recording about Samaria Gorge, a narrow, deep valley in Crete, Greece. The limestone peaks of Crete's White Mountains form dozens of gorges, but the mightiest of all is Samaria. It's the longest gorge in Greece and one of the largest in Europe. The 16-kilometre-long trek through the Samaria Gorge is considered one of Crete's must-do experiences. It's a downhill trek, descending 1,230 metres from the island's rocky crests to the crystal clear waters. The first couple of kilometres are the steepest. Cypress gives way to pine and the golden leaves of maple and oak. May is the best time to visit the gorge. That's when irises and white peonies are in bloom, sage and chamomile scent the air, and the new generation of Cretan wild goats take their first steps under the watchful eyes of their parents. Yellow-painted kilometre markers encourage hikers on their way, fresh achievements unlocked as they make their way from forest shade to streamside path to glinting sunlit rocks. Hikers are forbidden from straying from the official path. There are regular rest stops where you can eat your pre-packed picnic or fill up water bottles from fresh mountain springs. At the height of summer, approximately 2,000 visitors pass through the gorge in a day. Even so, our fellow hikers threading their way along the path are but tiny specks lost in a monumental landscape. As one powers through, covered with sweat and dust, the hike can feel like an endurance test, although at the end, hikers are rewarded with astonishing views no one can see without passing this challenge.
You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You'll be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7.
Congratulations on becoming an inventor at such an early age, RJ. What was your latest invention?
My latest invention is called Tip Tuff, and it is a protective kitchen tool. It encases your fingers in stainless steel up to the second knuckle. My father is a professional chef and often came home with knife cuts on his fingers. I thought to myself that there has to be a way to help him, to make his job easier and safer. Thinking of a cassette case, I quickly sketched the idea which came to my mind.
Congratulations on becoming an inventor at such an early age, RJ. What was your latest invention?
My latest invention is called Tip Tuff, and it is a protective kitchen tool. It encases your fingers in stainless steel up to the second knuckle. My father is a professional chef and often came home with knife cuts on his fingers. I thought to myself that there has to be a way to help him, to make his job easier and safer. Thinking of a cassette case, I quickly sketched the idea which came to my mind. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8.
I think people should incorporate vintage and second-hand pieces of furniture into their homes because it's a sustainable way to furnish. There are plenty of ways to do so. For example, you can trawl your local charity shop or search on eBay. By buying second-hand furniture, you are perpetuating the recycling process and saving the pieces from landfill. Many vintage pieces of furniture have been around for decades, but they're still as sturdy as the day they were made, with plenty of life left in them. Upcycling a piece that's looking a little shabby with paint or paper can transform something a little bit ugly into something that's special. I think people should incorporate vintage and second-hand pieces of furniture into their homes because it's a sustainable way to furnish. There are plenty of ways to do so. For example, you can trawl your local charity shop or search on eBay. By buying second-hand furniture, you are perpetuating the recycling process and saving the pieces from landfill. Many vintage pieces of furniture have been around for decades, but they're still as sturdy as the day they were made, with plenty of life left in them. Upcycling a piece that's looking a little shabby with paint or paper can transform something a little bit ugly into something that's special.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9.
I ploughed on and came to a barbed wire fence behind which stood a glaring bull. Obviously it was the wrong way, so I returned to the oak and picked up a trail that led eventually to the 11th century church of Llanchilo, emerging mysteriously from behind the cloud. I was drenched, but the church was dry and catacomb quiet. I'll admit to a frequent sense of disappointment when I enter a house of God. Not only is the Almighty absent, but frequently the dreaded Victorians got there first, inserting their clunky woodwork and garish glass, which was unfortunately the case of Llanchilo too. What I hoped for was beams of mystic light dancing with a ghostly dust, ancient carvings, and a statue of a knight brandishing a sneering skull. I ploughed on and came to a barbed wire fence behind which stood a glaring bull. Obviously it was the wrong way, so I returned to the oak and picked up a trail that led eventually to the 11th century church of Llanchilo, emerging mysteriously from behind the cloud. I was drenched, but the church was dry and catacomb quiet. I'll admit to a frequent sense of disappointment when I enter a house of God. Not only is the Almighty absent, but frequently the dreaded Victorians got there first, inserting their clunky woodwork and garish glass, which was unfortunately the case of Llanchilo too. What I hoped for was beams of mystic light dancing with a ghostly dust, ancient carvings, and a statue of a knight brandishing a sneering skull.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10.
A Nepali girl shut off from her family and peers during her decade as a living goddess says she's happy to have settled back into normal life, it's reported. Preeti Shakya was 3 when she was separated from her parents to live a secluded life, revered as the Kumari by Hindus. Kumari is a prepubescent girl selected to be worshipped as a manifestation of the divine female energy until she reaches puberty. When a living goddess, Preeti was only allowed out of her palace about once a month. A Nepali girl shut off from her family and peers during her decade as a living goddess says she's happy to have settled back into normal life, it's reported. Preeti Shakya was 3 when she was separated from her parents to live a secluded life, revered as the Kumari by Hindus. Kumari is a prepubescent girl selected to be worshipped as a manifestation of the divine female energy until she reaches puberty. When a living goddess, Preeti was only allowed out of her palace about once a month.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11. A new report says coffee helps you live longer. Studies show that coffee reduces the risk of heart failure and stroke and serves as a prevention of depression and suicidal thoughts. Researchers looked at over 200,000 people who drank up to 5 cups of coffee a day. Researcher Dr. Frank Hu said this much coffee may have health benefits in terms of reducing premature death from several diseases. A new report says coffee helps you live longer. Studies show that coffee reduces the risk of heart failure and stroke and serves as a prevention of depression and suicidal thoughts. Researchers looked at over 200,000 people who drank up to 5 cups of coffee a day. Researcher Dr. Frank Hu said this much coffee may have health benefits in terms of reducing premature death from several diseases. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12.
Iran has unveiled a state-sanctioned Islamic dating app aimed at facilitating lasting and informed marriage for its youth. Called Hamdam, which means companion, the service allows users to search for and choose their spouse. It's the only state-sanctioned platform of its kind in the Islamic Republic of Iran, according to Iran's cyberspace police chief. While dating apps are popular in Iran, all other platforms apart from Hamdam are illegal. Iran has unveiled a state-sanctioned Islamic dating app aimed at facilitating lasting and informed marriage for its youth. Called Hamdam, which means companion, the service allows users to search for and choose their spouse. It's the only state-sanctioned platform of its kind in the Islamic Republic of Iran, according to Iran's cyberspace police chief. While dating apps are popular in Iran, all other platforms apart from Hamdam are illegal.
End of the listening section.